My name is Jordan Alum. Yeah. Blasphemous mirrors lying to our own complexions. What do we see but our own eyes staring back at us? God-given pools of grace hiding souls beneath all that useless flesh. But with our so unworthy eyes, we claim them blasphemy and punish death prolonged for any who dare gaze too long. Blessed are any tongue who speaks outright. For all we need are lies. They keep our safety held and kept. Each a steel-plated room with little windows, just enough to let the light in, just enough to hold our curiosity. When reality beckons through that tiny night, so they might turn the lights on and tell us what is right. Look ahead to lies and fears, those laden with barbed words. Yes, dear child, there are those who want to hurt you, to tell you things are not all right, to whisper in your ears the tales of usurpers and kings, when in their hearts they know that you are only some puppet strings. Blessed be the day when our own ears look to listen and forget those separations held within. The border of their tiny cages lined up in neat rows, hopefully, we'll find that fighting one another remains meaningless. Thin, unnecessary squabbles, illegal cockfights. Nothing matters. It won't depend on who is better in the end. Pull your regurgitated meanings close and find that they are nothing but salt-riddled water sacks, given only out of spite. So the merry-go-round goes round and round, and you will also become part of the cycle. Bite your tongue, you chose this. With what right do you oppose our collective woes? Find that we does not mean all, where we become us and you, and there's nothing we about it. Throw a bone in a stick, see who'll fetch and who will reap. Stuffed dogs will flick a passing glance at the servant starving in the street. While they lick their paws clean, similarly, we will ask no whys when they can't bear to stare us in the eyes. They'll run in fear of the common man.